This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I did an interview with a friend of mine. He's a pastor. His name is Stephen. He's out of the Kansas City area. And I loved talking to Stephen. He says to me, Kevin, he always says this on the radio. He says, Kevin, you are the reason I'm no longer a Democrat. You are the reason my head is clear about why I've always been a conservative. He goes, I want to thank you for opening my mind to something different. He says it every time we go on the radio. He's like, I mean, I couldn't do a resume better than what this guy says about me on the radio. And I take pride in that because I know that impact that I've had on people. I know it. Over a decade. Oh, I don't take that and then say, ooh, here's somebody that did that, you know, and put it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever else. And I'm sharing it with you guys because it touched my heart because I just recently did this interview with him and I hadn't talked to him. And I did an interview a year and a half before that. But prior to that, I hadn't talked to him in 2 years because he had a massive car wreck and he almost died. And then we reconnected. But I want to give him his props. And I want to thank him for saying that because I really do appreciate when people tell you, Kevin, you changed the way I think, the way I used to be, the way I thought. And because that's exactly what I'm trying to do. It isn't me going, do it. It's me inspiring you to do it. That's paying it forward. And there is zero selfishness in it of, ooh, look at me. I'm such a big deal. It's not that at all. It's just you want to know that your work is impacting people. So, Stephen, thanks for that. But anyway, we were talking about this, and he says, Kevin, they were out getting license plates of churches during the lockdown, which is still going on in some places, getting license plates of churches, arresting pastors and all this other stuff. And I asked him, I said, do you know they did not shut down the mosque in New York? Mosques were operating with immunity everywhere in the country. Muslims were assembling. They wouldn't dare arrest Muslims. If it had been a church full of illegals, they wouldn't have dared arrest a church full of illegals in New York City. No way, no how. But they will arrest the citizens. So it's just churches. We still suffer from this stupid lockdown, and people are finally getting smart, waking up, and I'm glad they are. Gavin Newsom closed all the orange. First, he closed all the beaches in California. Then people revolted. He says, no, we're just going to close them in Orange County, which, by the way, happens to be the most Republican county in California. And people went out en masse protesting that. Not by all of them violating the 6-foot radius. Saying, screw you. Just going out there, yeah, whatever. And you're going to watch more defiance over the next month. And this is pushing back on this idea, this very much of a test of the globalist who want to see how we react. What will America do if we shut it down? And we have finally, we're reacting the right way. We're reacting the right way. These people are going, whoo, America's not standing for this. You know, now we're getting ideas around all these inflated numbers. I wrote a piece on Fauci the other day and said, this guy has gotten everything wrong. I could give you multiple reasons why Fauci is not to be trusted. And many conservatives are like, Kevin, that's the media doing this on Fauci. No, it isn't. No, it is not. I can prove it to you. I love proving things very simply. Let me prove it to you. Fauci loves Hillary Clinton. There's nobody that can doubt that. That is a fact. A 100% fact. He's written glowing letters about her. He's been in pictures with her. Yada, yada, yada. Glowing fan of Hillary Clinton. You cannot be a glowing fan, an adoring fan of Hillary Clinton, and like Donald Trump. That does not exist. I wrote, that would be the equivalent of the Sasquatch riding on a unicorn as he has breakfast with the Loch Ness Monster. It just doesn't happen. And why not throw in a leprechaun there, right? Because it is an impossibility. They are mutually exclusive. I like Donald Trump. I can't stand Hillary Clinton. If you like Hillary Clinton, which none of you do, I know if you're listening to this program, you can't stand Donald Trump. Simple as that. I don't want Hillary Clinton babysitting my kids. I don't want Hillary Clinton as a president, as a senator. I think Hillary Clinton should be in prison. And let me tell you, the people that like Hillary Clinton, they think the same about Donald Trump. Wrongly, of course. So we've got all this stuff, data that is, Fauci's gotten wrong on everything. He got it wrong on the number of people who are likely to die from this disease. Overbloated. 2 million people could die. He got it bloated. He got it wrong on the number of people who actually have the infection. It's much higher, which means the death percentage is much lower. He got it wrong on the number of people who've recovered by virtue of what I just said. He doesn't know the number of people who has it, so he doesn't really know the number of people who've recovered. And the death rates are lies. They're lies based on what I just said. You don't know the number of people who have actually gotten it versus the number of people who've died from it. And then the death numbers are completely skewed because they're paying to get more deaths by way of coronavirus. And even with all this erroneous data, erroneous models, Fauci recommends that we shut down the country. That's what he did. Shut down the biggest, baddest economy. I'm talking about bad as in I'm bad, Jamal. I'm bad as in I'm good. The best economy in the history of man. Over a lie. Don't talk to me about Fauci. He's a liar. He's a scumbag. And anyway, we get this new data. There, I told you, fraudulent data over all this stuff. But we get new data. Recent data from England's National Health Services, which is the equivalent of our NIH, reveals 95% of people diagnosed with the dreaded Chinese Wuhan, they call it COVID-19, who had died of serious underlying health issues, findings that roughly align with the data out of New York City, the epicenter of the virus in the U.S. So 95% of the people who died with COVID had serious underlying issues that likely killed them. COVID put them over the edge, but they were dying anyway. And I've already talked about, the trucks lined up for bodies in New York. What? You don't think that happens every day? They can't. There's no more morgue space. Really? Go to Chicago. See how many people get killed in a weekend in the morgue. They run out of morgue space for all kinds of reasons. Anyway, they said the data shows, I'm not going to even go into this. It's the data is skewed. It kills more old people than it does young people. Is this a shock? Pre-existing conditions. And we are shutting down this country. Scandalous. Scandalous. We got a ton to talk about today. Hang on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Lots happening today, folks, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Lots happening for the good guys. Lies are being revealed for what they are. Glad you guys are with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. The Chinese Wuhan ruse. I call it the Chinese Wuhan virus hoax of 2020, because that's what it was. Donald Trump called this thing a hoax, not the disease itself. The disease exists. It'd be like calling malaria a hoax. No, but the pandemic that supposedly is occurring from this is indeed a hoax. Lies being revealed for what they are. People, you, we conservatives, even a lot of these leftists are no longer buying the numbers. They're on to it. They know it's a ruse. They don't believe the death count. Axios did a survey, and 44% of people are saying that they believe that the numbers are in line. The majority of us do not, and I don't even believe those numbers. I believe most people know this for exactly what it is. It was a power play. A power play of a monumental proportions. Forget the get Trump part of it. We know that the Democrats want to get Trump. No news there. But what they really want to get is you. See, Trump is an anomaly. He's gone in another 4 years. What they really want to get are you, we, the people. That's who screwed up. Donald Trump is just the vessel through which we work. You're the ones they want to get. So they're punishing you. The Democrats said, we will punish all of these people who dare voted for Donald Trump, who put him into office, who ruined our hustle. That's what's going on. Let me just say, but you got it. You're like, wait a minute, I don't believe this death count. And even in these leftist states, you know what people are doing? They're getting themselves arrested. There was a guy in Texas, I don't know what business he ran, but he opened. They arrested him. He's serving 7 days in jail over this. Meanwhile, by the way, Democrats are releasing rapists and murderers from prison because of the lockdown. So here's a guy who is not a rapist and a murderer. He's worse. He's far worse as far as the Democrats are concerned. He's a capitalist. And he dared open his business. And they said, oh, no, 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 no. Don't you do that. We will put you in the very place where we just release rapists and murderers and armed robbers and such. You don't have to believe me. That is the case. Look it up for yourselves. I want you to understand how crazy of a world you live in. When you want to exercise your right to work, your right to provide for your family, your right as a free person. I call myself a free-range Negro all the time because my pride is that I can go anywhere. I go anywhere I choose to go. If your business is, I did not stay home one day during lockdown. I didn't wear a mask anywhere. Speaking of which, wearing masks, as far as I'm concerned, being it mandatory to be made you wear a mask to come into my business, what kind of nonsense is that? You shouldn't have to do that. The lockdown was illegal, and you wearing the last mask is illegal. None of it's true. None of it should have happened, I should say. Let me tell you what's going on, though. We are winning the PR battle. Well, that's not really the case. The Democrats are losing it. They're losing the PR battle. See, they wanted these numbers to be, oh my gosh, it could be a pandemic. You better stay home. We have to eradicate the disease. They didn't say we have to get it under control. We got to cap it off. No, in order for us to go back to work, we must eradicate this. When have we ever, have you ever heard somebody say, we must eradicate the flu so we can go back to work? We must eradicate cancer so we can go back to work or whatever. I mean, if it's communicable, what do you need to eradicate? I've never heard anybody say we need to eradicate Ebola. They say, hey, we got to make sure it doesn't spread. And they may want to put a few people in quarantine or H1N1 or whatever else. But I've never heard anybody go, we got to eradicate it. We've pretty much resolved ourselves that we can't eradicate it. We just have to keep it under control. And we don't have to do that by shutting down the country. Anyway, the Democrats are losing the PR battle for exactly the reasons I told you earlier. They're losing it because the Democrats want you to believe that you need to lock down the country. Not let people do their normal activities, be normal human beings in pursuit of, what is it? What are those three words? Life, liberty, and happiness? Yeah, you cannot pursue that during the time of a pandemic. We get to curtail your rights to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Because that's what we do. And then, but they say, but just so we're clear, we need to protect these criminals. So let's let them out of jail. Let's let them out of prison. I don't know if you've seen these cases where people have gotten out of prison and jail and they've gone back to do the same crime that they did that got them in. There was a guy, I saw a story, I want to say he got arrested 3 times in the same day and they released him each time. Is that not the definition of just stupidity? Not on behalf of the criminal. The criminal's going, let me show y'all how much freedom I actually have. This Negro is freer than we are. He's going out going, hey, give me all your money. Or stealing food or stealing a car. And they take him to jail and they go, hey, what's up, Ted? What's up, Officer So-and-so? Correctional Officer, what's up, baby? And then they let him go. And you are onto it. you're finally going, wait a minute. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. This is the height of idiocy. You're finally getting it. And I don't want to say we're winning the war. I think that there are a lot of patriots out there going, you know what? I'm going to be at the beach. I'm going here. I'm opening my business. I'm defying. I told people we should be making up shirts that says, lock down this, you know, and point to your nether region with a T-shirt. Essentially saying, I'm not locking down for anything. Mask this with, you know, pointing to the nether regions. That should be what we're out there selling. But you know what the Democrats want you to believe? Oh, boy. Dire warnings for May. Dire warnings this month. The numbers could grow. Or they couldn't. Look, we've already dealt with these fake numbers. Oh, a million people will die if we don't stay locked down. Lockdown has become very simple. If you're against lockdown, you're a free-range American who understands it. If you're pro-lockdown, you are an anti-Trump, anti-American, and you want to watch people fail. You want people to not survive. You want them to economically fail. You want them to get into the mindset that whenever the government decides it's time to put you back onto your plantation or into your prison of your own creation, they can do it. That's what you are. There are two factions, because I know with 100% certainty there was no reason to lock this country down, and so do you. So who's winning that PR battle, folks? I don't know if we're winning it, but we're not losing it. The Democrats are losing it. We'll be back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Chinese Communist Party is hiding the truth about the origins of COVID-19.
This coronavirus pandemic originated in China. Whether the virus escaped from a lab or was transmitted at a so-called wet market, we do not yet know for sure.
Speaking on the Senate floor, he also says the Chinese government needs to be truthful and transparent because the world deserves the facts. Meanwhile, over in the Democratic-led House, House Minority Leader, Republican from California, Kevin McCarthy, says it's time for the House to get back to work.
This isn't just about opening up a campus. It's about restoring the voice of every American who needs their government to work for them, especially during this critical time.
McCarthy adding that it's not healthy for our democracy if only a select few get back to work. You're listening to USA Radio News. More than 3 million Americans are out of work. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Labor Department reporting on Thursday morning that more than 3.1 million workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, a half million fewer than the previous week. More than 33 million workers have lost their jobs over the past 7 weeks. The biggest increases in this latest report on claims in Washington, Georgia, and New York. Sharp decreases seen in California, Florida, and Connecticut. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The current U.S. ambassador to Norway, Kenneth Braithwaite, could be the next Secretary of the Navy, and if confirmed, is expected to face a host of issues.
First, you must address the effects of the ongoing pandemic on the Department of the Navy. I want to hear about your vision for the future and what lessons have been learned from your predecessor's mishandling of the USS Roosevelt situation.
That's Rhode Island Democratic Senator Jack Reed, USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Racist Democrats. That's the way they think. They are obsessed with racializing things. They are obsessed with using that to get people all charged up so that the Democrats can end up getting some sort of gain from it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. So, I mentioned this in another segment of the broadcast, but I will never forget the attack of 9/11, and most of you, if you were alive then, and you were, because I know the average age of my audience, you will never forget it either. And what was most surprising about it is most of us do remember where we were, and I remember distinctly the next day. I wrote about it, I've given speeches about it, because it made me so proud to be an American. We were so united in attacking the enemy, figuring out the enemy, understanding why are you attacking us? We do so much good. They had gotten to us on our own soil. The terrorists, the Muslim terrorists, radical Muslims, they call them. Whatever, put whatever title you want. Does it matter? Idiots flew planes into a building that practically, I mean, destroyed our financial systems for a time. Remember the stock market went down to like 7,000? And we were all determined, let's figure out how to get these guys back. And so we have a similar situation, a pandemic. I have always heard, you know, as a kid growing up, you hear about, oh, these viruses and this can happen. And I knew about Ebola and Hunter and all these other ones. And we studied about the bubonic plague and all these. And it was like, whoo, that could hit a country. You know, in other words, they set you up for it. The nuclear bomb, stop, drop, and roll, or get under the table and put your hands on your head or whatever. And I never felt like any of it would work, because if a pandemic hits, you just got to be super careful. So suddenly we get talk of this pandemic, and I'm thinking, well, you know what? It could be escape from a Chinese lab or whatever. It very well could be something we got to keep our eyes on. And we found out, of course, it's a pandemic hoax. The Democrats are just trying to make some hay. And as usual, it can't just be, let's all fight against this scourge that's impacting all of America. Nope. How's it affecting the LGBT community? How's it affecting women? How's it affecting blacks and Latinos or whatever? And that's where we are. But before we even got there, you know what we did? Not us, not conservatives like us, like people who listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. You didn't do this. Even if you're a Democrat and you're over here paying attention, good for you. You're separating yourself from the crazy people that represent you. And here's what they did. They racialized it immediately. Don't call it, they were calling it Chinese Wuhan, but don't call it that anymore. We can't do that. Go to Chinatown, Pelosi said. Then when she got caught on it, she says, no, I was only there to protect the citizens because Americans of Chinese descent were being targeted. Targeted how? A disease that originated in China. The president says, we're going to put a travel ban on people coming from China. By the way, not just Chinese. We're going to put a travel ban on them because it makes sense. And of course, you know, those of us who know, we applaud him for responding so quickly. He does it to Europe. There's no, he's racist against Europeans. No, but he's racist against Chinese. He's xenophobic against Chinese. Then they find out, wait a minute, he's bringing home expatriates, people who live in China, people who work in China. They wanted to come back home. Then we hear she says that shouldn't have been done. So we got all this Chinese racism. And then Kamala Harris comes out and she says this disease disproportionately impacts black folks. So if that's the case, it's not Donald Trump's disease. What you're saying is a Chinese people are attacking black folks? I never heard that come out of anybody's mouth. And oh, by the way, if this disease does disproportionately help or hurt blacks, then why wasn't there an epicenter in anywhere in Africa? Anywhere in Africa. There wasn't a single country that reported, oh, we got a crazy amount of Chinese Wuhan outbreaks over here. We heard Italy and the United States and South Korea, and maybe, I guess, areas of Europe outside of Italy. But I never heard a single thing about Africa. But it was racialized. Oh, boy, this disease, look at what it's doing to them black people. I guess it was distinguished enough between blacks in Africa and blacks in Africa, or African-Americans, as the black folks and black leftists like to call themselves here in this country. So they racialized that. And now forget that de Blasio, the policies of Democrats have led to any issue that is impacting blacks. You can just stop immediately and point your finger straight in the nose of a leftist politician and say anything impacting black people in America is your fault. But we get, it's disproportionately killing blacks. Now, if that's the case, let's ask ourselves why. What is this disease attack? Respiratory system. In other words, if you got issues related to smoking or you're overweight, you've got high cholesterol. I mean, all the things that black folks suffer from disproportionately because we eat too much fatty foods. We no longer are the race that got out there and did the hard work. We're lazy. I mean, let's just be honest about it. You know, far too many blacks are sitting on their butts and not willing to go to work. And so all the things leading to a disease saying, let me go after the easiest prey, is done by Democrats. All of it. But they want to blame something else. So as we prepare the country to go back to work, leftists want to divide us further. Oh, AOC says you shouldn't even want to go back to work. I talked about all this before, but it's worth bringing up in the context of this. Yeah. One would think, just based on what we're seeing here, is that Democrats don't see this Chinese Wuhan virus, fighting that, is an American thing, is something that we should all be trying to do so we can go back to, here it comes, leftists, normal. They will tell you that normal is an oppressive normal. That's what AOC is saying. Why are you going to go back to work and work 70 hours a week and be oppressed? And I don't know, maybe because that's the way the world works. You want clean streets? You need street cleaners. You want clean clothes? You need dry cleaners. You want food? You need restaurants, or you need grocery stores, stockers, longshoremen that are willing to drive the trucks to bring the stuff to you. What do you think? It's funny. How do these people think that the world works? I asked myself a very simple question the other day. I said, take away all our modern conveniences, And maybe we said this on the show. I know I talked about it on a radio show that I did an interview on. But what did they do back in the day? You get a pandemic. There's a pandemic. Smallpox is out there. It's doing this. And a farmer has to go to harvest. You think he cares? He's going to work. The cobbler is going to work. The blacksmith was going to work. The store owner was going to open up. No matter what was happening around the world, somebody brave enough to say, I got to stay in business. I have to provide this service to people. I love, look at, think of all the divisions that we have. We have essential workers versus non-essential workers, right? I didn't know that that even existed. So we have that. I get that people go, this is more in the hierarchy, but I thought every job was essential. If you're making money, somebody finds you essential. The girl that models on the internet and a guy willing to pay for it, they think that's essential. I don't, but they do. And I could go on. But anyway, de Blasio has set up a racial inequality task force. He's milking the pandemic for all it's worth. Milking it. Yep. And his wife is going to head the task force. His wife is black. She's going to head the task force. So when I talk about how Democrats take advantage of a crisis, they've racialized this crisis. But they don't point at the Chinese versus Americans or Chinese versus blacks. They say there's an inequality that's happening with blacks. They got to solve this. So they set up a racial inequality task force that's going to get paid a lot of money. And the mayor of a Democrat-run city is going to put in control of this task force his own wife. I can't be, if I made up this scenario, you would think, Kevin, you're making sense. There's no way this happens. This is reality.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It was before that snippet that you showed, where we knew we had to answer the question to the senators. Okay, essentially, House managers, you proved him guilty. Does he really need to be removed? After all, we have an election in 9 months. How much damage could he really do? And we posed that question to the Senate, and we answered it by saying that he could do an awful lot of damage. But frankly, Chris, I don't think we had any idea how much damage he would go on to do in the months ahead. There are 50,000 Americans now who are dead, in significant part because of his incompetence, because of his inability to think beyond himself and put the country first. I don't think we would have ever anticipated that his brand of narcissism and his brand of incompetence, sometimes his brand of malevolence, would be so fatal to the American people. But probably, you know, the strongest echo of what we were talking about during the trial was when he was earlier talking about how he didn't want to return the calls from governors. He didn't want his vice president to return calls from governors that weren't saying nice things about him, that really weren't saying things about him that he could then turn into campaign commercials, as indeed he has. That was such a profound and disturbing echo of what he tried to do with Ukraine. So sadly, you know, as we pointed out during the trial, a man with no moral compass will never find his way, and this president certainly hasn't.
That was Adam Schiff. Weasel. He's a weasel. And probably the most dangerous politician in the country. Worse than Pelosi. Worse than Schumer. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about this racial inequality task force that was set up by Bill de Blasio. Leftist politician who is joined in on the racial bandwagon, of the Chinese Wuhan virus is disproportionately attacking black folks. So we have to set up a racial inequality. I mean, it's like the Chinese Wuhan is a terror organization of white supremacists that is now attacking black people. And here's what this racial task force will never say. It'll never blame the Chinese. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I want to go back to the Schiff comments, though. Adam Schiff wants you to believe that Donald Trump has killed 50,000 Americans. That if only Barack Obama had been president, then this Chinese Wuhan virus wouldn't have killed anybody. You want to know how many people actually died from H1N1? Well, too bad. You'll never know. They say just under 13,000 died from it. That's a lie. In the time of Obama, they were probably crediting people that actually died from the virus with the underlying illnesses that they died from, like diabetes, high blood pressure, emphysema, whatever. That's what they were crediting them with, their actual deaths. In the time of the Chinese Wuhan virus and Donald Trump being president, what you're watching is them credit everything. The joke, you know, a skydiver whose parachute doesn't open tested positive for coronavirus, and that's what he died from. It wasn't the fall that left him flattened. That didn't do it. It was a dreaded coronavirus. It's insane. And now, what's worse than that, and this is what bugs me about politics in general, and I'll be honest with you, folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I hate this part of what I do. I hate this part. Because you get so much insight when you dig into problems to the level that my producers and I have to do, you understand the motivations. The motivations around the Chinese Wuhan virus has nothing to do with furthering the cause of America. Nothing when it comes to the left. Donald Trump wants to solve a problem. That's what he does. And what he's finding is, no matter what the problem is, there's a complaint. If you listen to Donald Trump sometimes in his press conferences, he says, it doesn't matter what I do. I could cure cancer. You would say the cure of cancer is a bad thing, and you would fault me for it. Now, he hasn't said that, but he said other things. He goes, it doesn't matter what number I save. If you say it's bad, 50,000 is a bad number to die, and only 25,000 die, you will then criticize the 25,000 die. You won't say half of the people that we anticipated were going to die died, and that should be a credit to President Trump. You're never going to say anything good about me. And you know what I like about that? I'm glad that Trump is finally realizing this. Maybe he'll get in the game. What I don't like about what Donald Trump is doing is he's allowing still too much defense to occur. Donald Trump needs to go on offense. And one of the places he needs to go on offense is with Adam Schiff. Not just calling him names. He needs to start getting the Department of Justice looking into the things that Adam Schiff has done. Now, I believe that's happening. I do. But I would like to see that heat be on him for a while. Wouldn't you like to see Adam Schiff having to defend himself publicly all the time versus Donald Trump? There was a number floating around, and it talked about the person in the White House before and after. The Clintons worth $1 million, worth now $200 million. Obama's worth $1 million, $2 million, now worth $145 million. Donald Trump worth $4.5 billion before he started, worth $3 billion today. Joe Biden worth nothing. The whole time he served in public service, he leaves the Obama White House. He and Jill are worth over $15 million. Don't even look at the rest of the family. You know, the people who are working the hardest, playing by the rules, giving their all to this country are the ones who are demonized. When does that end? When do we get involved in the game to such a degree that people are afraid to do that? I'm curious. I'm sick of the same old. This is cyclic. It would be different if we ended something. If McCabe came to justice, if Brennan came to justice, if the Clinton Foundation were found out for what it really is, if we understood how Barack Obama got the biggest book deal in history from the company that makes all the books for Scholastics, you know, for education and what have you. If we followed the money in anything that's involved with Democrats, they would never get elected again because we would know how crooked they are. And you get a guy that donates his salary. Every time he gets a paycheck, the president goes, here, to somebody else. He's divested himself. Donald Trump could be the richest man possibly in the world with everything that he knows and the money that he has. And he hasn't made a nickel. And he'll be fine. You think Donald Trump's worried about his future post-presidency? Oh, a lot of people don't like him. Donald Trump will finish with this presidency, and he will go back to being the biggest rock star. Well, his star was big before. You think it was big before. Wait until Donald Trump retires. Holy cow. Can I line up and get a job with you, Donald? Anything associated with that guy is going to be worth billions. The president. He'll speak for free, but Donald Trump would get more money to speak than anybody in history. History. I'm talking about even with the fattened salaries, the fattened speaking fees of Bill Clinton and Hillary and all of them. And you want to go back to this, so this task force. This is what they said. The economic and racial disparities that have been made so clear by this crisis, we knew about them before. A powerful, painful exclamation point has been put on them by this crisis. And it goes on, the article says, New York's poorest zip codes have been hardest hit by the pandemic, city data show. And minorities, many among the city's essential workers, have died at disproportionately high rates. De Blasio said he formed a task force to ensure New York's underdogs aren't left behind in the recovery. But city lawmakers on both sides of the aisle were scratching their heads over the appointment of his wife in light of her signature program, Thrive, criticizes a billion-dollar pit with a dubious record of results. Does that shock anybody? They go on to say this. Charlene doesn't have an impressive track record running task forces or agencies, says Congressman Joe Borelli, who just jousted with City Hall over Thrive's alleged lack of help for NYPD amid a spate of suicides by cops. This is too serious an issue to use it as a profile raiser, he said, referring to her potential political aspirations. Democrats using a crisis to feather their nest. That's all this is. Your money. And now this, it's racially motivated, this Wuhan virus. Now what's racially motivated is the money that can be made by Democrats by pretending that they care about people if they don't have a care in the world.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.